KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can send me a tweet if you have a question or an answer. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday the 6th of May. It's a beautiful day outside. And we are taking your questions and answers live today. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Lindsay did. And Lindsay wants to know which charitable organizations in Dallas would accept a gently used crib/toddler mattress. Anybody know where you can donate a crib or toddler mattress in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from Nikosi. He emailed us and says, are there any facilities that provide a shop environment for do-it-yourself car repairs? Nikosi says, I know how to do car repairs, but I don't have a place where I can do it without fighting with the landlord. Anybody know, is there a DIY auto shop here in Dallas? Got a question from Christina, who asks, or says, an article I read said, if you're going to be away from home for several days, you should cut the water off to your house, and in the winter, drain all the outside faucets to prevent water damage to your house if a pipe bursts while you're away. My question, Christina says, the article said not to cut the water off at your, or said to cut the water off at your private water cutoff valve, if you have one. But someone else said, don't do that. Use the water cutoff at the water meter out of the street and use your private water cutoff valve for emergencies only. Does anybody know which is correct and why? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. A couple that we mentioned in the billboard. Marianne's wondering if there's anybody in the DFW area who will conduct a garage sale. She says, not an estate sale, just a garage sale. And as I have tons of stuff, but just can't face the prospect of 2 days of sitting outside with all that stuff. Are there people who will come to your house and handle your sale for you for a fee? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. And let's see, two more that we started off with. Higgins said, I was driving down Hewlin and I-20 and at I-20 the other day. I noticed an electrical meter that seemingly was hooked up to the traffic lights. This got me wondering. I'm guessing it's the city that oversees traffic lights. How does it pay for the electricity used by traffic lights, overhead lights, etc.? Are they hooked up to meters? And William and Dallas is writing a novel and would like to find some in-depth modern military equipment specs. Also looking for good source for ancient Sumerian and Egyptian mythologies and language. Does anybody know where to send William? And William asks also, if I miss this on the air, where can I find this show recorded to hear it later? Well, you can go to kera.org/anything as we put the last 10 shows up there for you to listen to. Or you can subscribe to the podcast and get them all. 800-933-5372. Let's get started today. Let's talk to Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Go right ahead.
So you had that question about the traffic lights, and I just happened to have worked on that before. I have been a lawyer for retail electric companies, and so I've seen this. Cities generally have electric contracts with their utilities that cover their traffic lights and their street lights, the lights that are on all the time, for example, over the highways. They are metered, and they are paid for by the cities, or in some cases, like the highway authority. And, so they're separately metered, and they're paid for by the city.
Very
good.
Does that
make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, sure thing.
Let's see. Let's talk to Tyler and Denton. Tyler, does that sound about right?
Yeah, I was going to say generally the same thing. And for the cities, that's at least here in Denton, our traffic and streets is paid out of the general fund, so mm-hmm. it's some combination of your sales tax and property tax. But we want to make sure that's kind of fair and equally distributed, so you're not paying on your house bill for energy used on a street light across town. That I guess the highway department would be about the same way from state taxes.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And of course, you can find me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. We got this is a question that came at the end of the hour last week. or I saw it at the end of the hour. And it's a great question, and I wanted to read it a little bit more closely before I went on the air with it. But this is from D, who writes, "One of the girls I mentor had a friend who attempted a suicide earlier today." This was last Friday. D says, "The friend is home now and in good health, but this friend's parents don't have insurance, and neither does this person. And they can't afford regular counseling for this person. This person's a senior in high school, recently turned 18. D says, "I've already forwarded all the hotline info I have, but what this person really wants and needs is some face-to-face counseling." D adds, "I'm having trouble finding resources for this person because they are technically an adult, but still a dependent and a high schooler. So they're technically adult, but they're still under dependent slash high schooler status. If anyone has any tips regarding this kind of situation," D says, "I would greatly appreciate it." So let's see. We'll see if we get a couple of. So the issue here is this person doesn't have insurance. Parents don't have insurance. They can't afford regular counseling for them. The person's a senior in high school, recently turned 18, but needs and wants some face-to-face counseling. 800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones. Talk next to Chris, calling from Richardson. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well.
Hey, good. I got an answer for the guy who needed to work on his car.
Yeah.
A friend of mine just recently took me to this place called the Maker's Space. It's off of 35 in Dallas, and it's a space where you can pay a fee per month, and you have access to basically an entire garage full of, you know, auto tools, and then they have a wood shop, they have 3D printers there, they have everything, actually. But specifically, he asked about working on a car, and they have that there.
Okay, great. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure. All right. Bye.
Let's see. Jacob emailed us at anything at kera.org and says, there's a place called My Bay Car Repair in Denton, and also mentions the Dallas Makerspace. He adds, the Dallas Makerspace has membership and training required, but they're both local options. We get a lot of Dallas Makerspace suggestions here on the show, and it sounds really interesting. I'm probably going to have to check that out at some point. Ryan and Burleson emailed anything at kera.org on this. It says, there's a shop at the intersection of Marshall and Great Southwest Parkway in Grand Prairie that has a sign up for do-it-yourself repairs. So I'm not sure of the shop name, though, but it's at Marshall and Great Southwest Parkway in Grand Prairie. So you could probably Google map that and get a couple of leads and maybe make some phone calls before you drive over there. 800-933-5372. Let's get one more on this on the phone. Let's talk to Dan in Tyler. Hello, Dan.
Hey.
Hey there.
Pep Boys, they'll lease you a space. I did my brakes there. I even bought the brake pads from them. So any Pep Boys.
Really?
Will lease you a stall.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling, Dan.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Lance in Arlington. Hello, Lance.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going well.
I've got an answer for your gentleman writer who's looking for detailed nomenclature information. There's an online lexicon called Janes, J-A-N-E-S,
mm-hmm.
And they have the nomenclature, all the technical details and specifications for every piece of militaria out there, from ammunition to giant ships. So they also have it in hardcover, Barnes & Noble, but it's Janes, J-A-N-E-S.
Great. Lance, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks.
800-933-5372, email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And by the way, I retweet your questions and answers. Even if I can't read them, if I don't get to them on the air, I retweet those so that you can chime in on Twitter. So follow me at Jeff Whittington, and you can take part in the show every week, and even when we're not on the air, we'll just keep it going on the Twitter. Let's see. Josh emailed to anything at kera.org. He says, I've noticed areas in downtown Dallas, uptown, that have a high-quality synthetic grass along the sidewalks. He says, I have a small area, about 8 feet by 20 feet, on the side of my house where it's impossible to grow grass, and I thought this substance might be a good alternative. I'm curious where one might find this type of high-quality synthetic grass. I'm wondering about the costs associated with these very small portions of it and any environmental concerns they might present. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. If you have a lead for Josh on that, you can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Tressa in Frisco. Hello, Tressa.
Hi, I was calling regarding the individual who called in with the friend who attempted suicide.
Yeah.
All of the school districts offer counseling for free, just a lot of people don't know that, for the child or minor or even an adult who's in distress in that district. They also offer parenting classes and all kinds of resources. Just, it's not very well known, but if she calls the district that she's in and looks at the website, there's usually a ton of information about counseling services.
Yeah, I guess even though this person's 18, the fact that they are still in school would qualify them for that kind of thing. Great. Hey, thanks so much.
Sure.
Let's get another one on this from Matt in Dallas. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Jeff. Calling about MetroCare or Child and Family Guidance. Those are also great places for counseling for kids or adults that don't have insurance.
Very good. MetroCare or what was the other one?
Child and Family Guidance.
Child and Family
ABC
Guidance.
Help.
Great.
So lots of options.
Hey, thanks so much, Matt.
My pleasure. Right.
Let's talk on this to Vince calling from Dallas. Hello, Vince.
Hello.
Hey there.
I've got a referral for you on the person needing counseling.
Okay.
There's a counselor by the name of PCEC on Lemon Avenue in Dallas, Texas, and they work off a sliding scale. And I can highly recommend them, and they're very affordable.
PCEC. Okay, thank you so much, Vince.
All right, thank you.
Got a couple of emails about this, too. Jana says the student's parents can still apply for children's Medicaid until they are 19. We got an answer for this from Monica, who says, for the 18-year-old who may need therapy, if this person is going to university, there may be help on campus. For example, I went to TWU in Denton, and they provided therapy. I lived on campus, and it was very convenient. So, Monica, thanks for that. They're still in high school, according to our listener, but that's really, really a really good lead for anybody who's in, you know, tough situation in college as well. Let's see. Scott says face-to-face counseling is available as a mission of White's Chapel United Methodist Church in Southlake. Nominal fees are charged based on ability to pay, but contacting White's Chapel UMC, United Methodist Church in Southlake, is a lead. And let's see. Let's get one more on this from... this is from Melissa, who says Galaxy Counseling Center in Garland has sliding scale prices. The full price is $50 per session for an adult, but they have a sliding scale. It's anything you ever wanted to know. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. You can email us anything at kera.org. And of course, you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what NR said, who says, for those needing counsel, at Hope for the Heart, or hopefortheheart.org is a recommendation. So thank you, NR, for that. You can call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. But stay with us. More of your questions and answers coming up in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We were talking, we've been getting some suggestions for low cost or counseling available, free counseling available for a student We heard from last week who had attempted to kill themselves, and is the friend of a student who our listener mentors, and our listener is just trying to get more suggestions for this family that didn't have insurance, and the student's 18 but still in high school, and it's a tough time and really needs and wants some face-to-face. So got a bunch more suggestions here. This is from Laura, who emailed us at anything@kera.org in Fort Worth and says, Parkland has a behavioral health center that provides mental health services. We got a suggestion. This is from Sloan, who says, I work for MetroCare Services here in Dallas, and they have about 9 locations around the metro area. They are the county division for outpatient mental health. They can provide them with financial services, get them signed up for Medicaid or North Star to pay for the services, and they're a great resource for both counseling and medication. So there's another suggestion to reach out to MetroCare. Let's see. Libby says the Grant Halliburton Foundation is a place to contact, granthalliburton.org, and NAMI Dallas, NAMI.org, is a connection as well. Thanks very much for that. We also got the suggestion from Aaron, who says if the student is in Tarrant County, there's free counseling available at the Women's Center, Trauma Support Services of North Texas, I think, the Glick House, and JPS Behavioral Health. Let's get a couple more of these suggestions on the phone. Let's see, 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's talk to Lewis in Euless. Hello, Lewis.
Hello, Mr. Whittington. This is Lewis.
Here. Yes.
I have a suggestion for the person, SSI disability, if they need long-term Medicaid and financial assistance.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see. Let's talk next to 800-933-5372. To Faye in Dallas. Hey, Faye. Are you there, Faye? All right. Let's try Judith in Arlington. Hello, Judith.
Hi. This name has just been mentioned, but I wanted to give the website address to Trauma Support Services of North Texas.
Okay.
Provides free counseling to anybody that's experienced trauma. They also treat suicide patients, and you can find them at TSSNT.org.
Very good. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Let's see. Back to the email inbox at anything@kera.org. It's what we heard from Don, who says, regarding turning the water off when you leave town, the water valve at the house may be hard to turn if it hasn't been used for a while. And if it breaks, you have a big problem that will require turning off the water at the meter box. And you have to pay to fix the valve. Also, if you turn the water valve at the meter and it breaks or leaks, the city has to fix it since it's on their side of the meter. So there is Don's recommendation. Whether or not you're allowed to turn off your water meter on the city side or not is another question. But I will say this. This is from my personal experience. I've got those water cutoff valves that are sort of look like bent cast iron square bar coming out of the ground. And I had a plumber once say, leave that alone. He's like, that hasn't been turned in 50 years, if it's been turned in 50 years, and you certainly don't want to break it. So that's the suggestion that I once got. Let's see. We got an email from Martin who says, I've been wondering what the huge concrete pipes are, which are lined up on the right bank of the Trinity River near Hewlin and Bel Air. Opposite the new Press Cafe. They're on the right bank of the Trinity River near Hewlin and Bel Air, opposite the new Press Cafe. He says they look like they've been taken out of the ground. I've never seen any piping so large. Does anyone have the answer? Well, Martin, you've reached out to the right place, hopefully. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Email address, anything@kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from someone who says, on the synthetic grass question, there's a super high quality, long lasting synthetic grass that looks pretty much real. It's called Forever Lawn, and it's from DuPont. There are franchises in the area, and this listener says, I know several people who have used Forever Lawn Texas to install their Forever Lawn. Got another email on the water cutoff from Matthew, who says, the reason to cut off the water at the meter versus your personal cutoff is if there's an issue with the water, the city's responsible for damage to the line to the meter. The homeowner's responsible for damage and leaks beyond the meter. And if there's a leak, you'd want to cut it off at the city's responsibility. Any leak beyond the meter would be your homeowner's responsibility, not considering water loss and damage. Thus, cut it off at the meter. All right, two votes for that. One more on the do-it-yourself car repair question. Melvin says, give AMCE Creation Lab in South Dallas a shot for do-it-yourself auto repair. AMCE Creation Lab. Got a question from John in Fort Worth, who wants to know, on new road construction along 199 in Henderson, just north of the river near downtown Fort Worth, there are several V-shaped structures, V like Victor. He says, I assume they are part of the future bridges and roadways, but I'm wondering just what they are and why they are constructed like this ahead of the actual roads being built. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And you can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, one more before we go back to the phones. This is from Greg, who says, I hope a bird watcher can identify a species for me. They are sparrow-sized and sparrow-colored birds with crests like a blue jay's on their head. They may have a bit of yellow on them. These birds will flock in many dozens in a tree, and I had not seen these before seeing them in the past 2 or 3 years in Frisco. Anybody know? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next on the phones, our patient caller, award winner of the week, Steve in Dallas. Hey, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well.
I've got an odd question. I've got a safe I inherited from my father. It's a 1932 railroad safe. It's made out of cast iron. It's got big metal casters on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a dial on the front like you've seen in an old cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot, for the life of me, figure out the combination to it, nor can I find anybody that's willing to try to open it. Hopefully somebody knows somebody that specializes in older safes that can open it without destroying it.
So your father gave it to you?
When he passed, I found it in the garage under a large tarp.
And, really?
We have no idea where the combination went.
Is there any kind of, I'm really curious myself, is there any kind of lore about how he came to possess such a thing? And, I mean, is there a family story behind it, or do you have any idea what might be inside of it?
I know he got it open at one point. It was actually something he had found at a salvage yard. Me, him, and another friend of his had tried to move it onto a trailer. It's several hundred pounds, and it's only about knee high. It's like a foot and a half by foot and a half.
Wow, so you'd like to get it open and be able to use it, obviously. You don't want to, like, drill it open or anything.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see if this is an interesting question, and we'll see if we get some leads for you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Adrian in Dallas. Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Jeff. How are you?
Doing great.
My question is really simple. I have black hair dye on a tan carpet and needing to know what can I use to get that out.
Wow. Okay. So black hair dye on a tan carpet, what do you do? We'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phone here and get one more on this from Laura in Denton. Hello, Laura.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hey, I'm calling because I have a response for the young girl that is searching for help with a mental illness. There is an organization called National Alliance of Mental Illness, short NAMI, and they hold meetings that not only fight to break down the stigma related to mental illness, but also they just provide group support for people who need help but can't afford to get help, or just who just need people other than a counselor, people who are similar to them. And yeah, it's great. I could say it's similar to an AA meeting or something of that matter, and it's wonderful. I think it'd be really helpful.
Laura, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's, let's see, we got an email from Bobby who says, for your listener looking for a good grass alternative, if you search for safety playground grass online, you are going to find a good alternative. Bobby says it's not cheap, but it looks great and lasts a long time. And I think that sounds like that stuff they're putting on soccer fields, right, with the little rubber pellets down for the earth down below. And that stuff is like indestructible. Let's see. We got a question from, this is from Beth, who says, I have 6 gold coins, gold medallions, from the American Arts Commemorative Series, purchased about 35 years ago. Beth says, I purchased 4 of the coins directly from the Bureau of the Mint, the U.S. Treasury Department, and 2 of the coins from a company called Dreyfus Gold Deposits Incorporated. I have the original documentation of the purchases. Where can I sell these coins? Beth asks. And I'm not very knowledgeable about these types of transactions, so I want to find an honest organization that would give me a fair price. Well, I think the question is, Beth, you've got these commemorative coins. Do they have value above their weight in precious metal? If they're gold coins, you know, they have a certain value just in their gold weight as gold, right? But if they have value over and above that, that's something you want to figure out. And we usually get, I'm just going to go ahead and get ahead of everybody who wants to send this in, because we get this suggestion all the time. Here in Dallas, there's Heritage Auction Galleries who look at these kinds of things, and they, you know, they're a place that you can go for possibility for getting it looked at. Or, you know, if you have, you could probably do some online searching and maybe send some pictures to someone. But we'll see if we get some suggestions for you as well. Got an email from Melanie who says, on the counseling question, Jewish Family Services in Richardson, JFS, is a wonderful organization that offers a lot of services, counseling, career help, play therapy for young kids, services for older adults, etc., which may be free depending on your income. Melanie says it's open to people of all religions. It's truly a great place, she says. Jewish Family Services in Richardson. Let's see. Okay, and here's one from last week. I think we had this question at the very end of the show. And Ray says, I have a basic answer for the caller who wondered if subatomic particles traveled faster than light in the early universe. Ray says, early versions of the Big Bang Theory, i.e. that the universe originated from a singularity and has been expanding ever since, had a number of problems, including the fact that the estimated age of some galaxies was greater than the estimated age of the universe. To deal with this and other issues, Alan Guth, or maybe it's Guth, I'm going to go with Guth, introduced the theory of cosmic inflation in the 1980s, which proposed that the universe underwent a very brief period of rapid expansion when it was about 1/1,000,000th of a second old, and has expanded at a much slower rate since then. The theory also states that the expansion was faster than the speed of light, but since space itself expanded, nothing traveled faster than light within the universe. So, Ray, thanks for that. Thanks for that answer. If you have something to add, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mike calling from Dallas. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike. Or hi, Jeff. Sorry.
Hey there.
Yeah, I have an answer regarding the birds. They're more than likely cedar waxwings.
Mm-hmm.
The size may be the discrepancy. They usually get larger than sparrows, but he described it perfectly as far as the size or the shape and color.
Great. We also got a tweet from Monique who says the bird described sounds like a cedar waxwing. And they have been voracious and plentiful this year, haven't they?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling, Mike.
My wife's favorite bird, so this is the only reason
Fantastic.
I know about
it. Fantastic. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
And let's see if we can get confirmation on that from John in Dallas. John, do you concur?
I concur. That sounds like a cedar waxwing.
Very good. Thanks for calling, John.
Sure. Have a good day.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Anna says, about the person, for the person who's asking about which house water valve is better to close, in my personal experience, Anna says, it's better and safer to manually close each valve in the house, bathrooms and sinks, because I personally experience having to fight a fire really close to my home, and the neighbor behind me that wasn't home at the time, I was able to cross from my house to his house and fight the fire from both houses while the firefighters came to take over. So thanks to the fact that the water access was available, we were able to remain safe. So, and that would just require going around and turning off the valve. And I think the real issue is, and this happens to so many people, the hose to your clothes washer just decides one day while you're on vacation or out to dinner just to explode, and it floods your house with full blast water while you're gone for several hours. That would ameliorate that problem if you went to your, you know, the connections for your clothes washer and turned off those valves. But it does sound like a lot to do, and you're also not getting the water out of the pipes if you're leaving your house in the winter and it could freeze. So that's the one caveat there. Anna had a question too. Does anyone have any local mortgage recommendations? I can't seem to find online reviews of local mortgages. Well, we'll see if we get a couple of suggestions. Hey, by the way, we got one more on this this is from Walter, who says, I have a lake house, and one summer day I got a phone call from neighbors looking for my water cut off because the toilet reservoir tank had cracked and almost 40,000 gallons had poured onto the floor. He says, my insurance company told me that's more common than people realize, and your callers are right. Cut the water off at the meter for liability reasons. It's anything you ever wanted to know, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. But stay with us. More of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number, 800-933-5372. If you can't get through, you get a busy signal, or we're not able to get you, email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Daniel in Keller. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
Love the show.
Oh, thank you.
I've got a suggestion for the person looking to get the safe open.
Okay.
I had bought a safe several years ago at an auction, and there was no combination available, and I took it to a place in Louisville. It was called Fred's Pick-a-Lock, and he was able to get it open for me and even supply me with a combination, and it works great to this day.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let's see. We got an email on this from Walter, too. It says, I had a similar problem with an inherited safe. I contacted the manufacturer and got the combination. Let's see. Dave emailed us as well, and Alan, and says, I had an excellent experience, Dave says, using a locksmith in Plano called First Quality Locksmith on 15th Street. He says, while mine was a small safe and I carried it in, the owner had many older safes in the store lobby, and I'll bet he could open these type of safes. So call a locksmith and see if you can get him to come out and work on that for you. Let's see. We got a question via email from Vida, who says, I'm wondering if anyone has any information on resources on how to improve or remove an accent for more professional speaking. Anybody have a suggestion on working on your accent for more professional speaking? Personally, I like accents. I think accents are, beautiful things, and I love hearing people's voices and accents on this show every week. Actually, it's one of the things I look forward to the most is hearing all of your different voices every single week here. But you know, that's just my opinion. We got an email from Stacy, who says, "My husband and I are fairly new to the Dallas area. We don't have kids. We don't have kids yet, and we are both out of college, and we're in our 20s. Where's a good place to meet new friends?" just Stacy's looking for a good place for her and her husband to meet new friends in the Dallas area. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next on the phone to Francisco calling from Dallas. Hello, Francisco.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I'm wondering, when you go down or up Woodall Rogers, mm-hmm. underneath Clyde Warren Park, there are these like fan turbine-like things, and I'm wondering what they're there for. I'm assuming it's like to keep the exhaust out of the tunnel, but it seems like some are going at certain rates, and I'm just wondering who controls that and what are they trying to control?
Here's what I think. I think that those are moving, they're being blown by the wind. And I think that those only come on if there's a fire under the tunnel. And they're powered by a big power plant that's over in front of the Federal Reserve building. You see they've planted some trees around it. But, you know, on the side of Woodall Rogers, right in front of the Federal Reserve building there at Pearl, there's a big power station plant thing there. That went in at the same time that they built the tunnel. And I know that the deck park, the Clyde Warren deck park over Woodall Rogers, it's long enough that it qualifies as a tunnel for the National Transportation Safety Board. So that's why down below you see those lit up signs that show like a person walking, and this, it says 155 feet, 135 feet, you know, 115 feet. It's telling you, you know, how far out of the tunnel. So I'm just, you know, I don't know that I've verified this. Maybe somebody's called the show and that's why I know this. But I think those turbines are there to move smoke out of the tunnel in case of an emergency. And when you see them turning, they're just turning in the wind. Like if you had a fan sitting out on the front porch and the wind was blowing, it was just kind of lazily turning.
All right, thank you.
But I've been proven wrong before. And if you know the real answer... Call us, 800-933-5372. Francisco, thanks for your call. Let's see. Let's get another call from Taylor in Plano. Hello, Taylor.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
I was just calling in regards to the question about this small gray bird with the tufted head.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people have been saying waxwing, but they tend to have a really recognizable geometric pattern on their wing that's like red, black, white, and yellow. My guess is that it could be a tufted titmouse, T-I-T-M-O-U-S-E. If its crest is gray, they're a very small, kind of sparrow-shaped bird. Gray tuft on the head, could have a little yellow under the wings. And if the tuft is black, it could be a black-crested titmouse.
Very good. Taylor, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. I like this app it's called Merlin Bird ID, and it's free, and it's from the Cornell Ornithology Lab at Cornell University. And it's pretty cool because you just go in and you start a bird ID process, and I've got it open right now. It asks, you know, your location, so you click your location, it asks you the day, because they're tracking and keeping track of what you're seeing. And so you put the day and the location, and then it gives you a choice of size of the bird. And it's got like a tiny little bird, and then sort of a mockingbird-sized bird, and a crow-sized bird, and a big goose or duck-sized bird. And you pick that, and then you put in like a couple of colors, and it gives you choices with pictures. And you can actually even listen to the bird calls too. So you can really get the ID, and it's really cool. And I think I've even played some sound from the app right here on the show before when we had somebody asking about a screech owl or something. So check out the Merlin ID app. And, you know, I just like it. I use it and it's free. So it's cool to use and it's handy. But still, call the show with your bird ID questions because what we do. If it was an app for everything like this, we wouldn't have a show. Let's talk next to 800-933-5372 to Tom in Dallas. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, just some additional information about the water meter shut off and whatnot.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's mentioned that the way you get into this meter is there's a solid brass wrench that's sold that I got mine at Home Depot or Lowe's, mm-hmm. I can't remember. It's about 11 and a half inches long, bent at a 45-degree angle, which is really important when you go to shut the thing off, actually. One end has an old-fashioned key-looking arrangement on it. The other is an open slotted wrench, which actually slides on to this kind of wedge that is part of the valve to shut it off. And in addition, what kind of things will people run into if you're a new homeowner? Well, everybody will have a hot water tank that leaks sometime. Where should this wrench I just described be mounted? Probably near the hot water heater.
Right, right.
Another thing that hasn't been mentioned, water mains to your house will break from tree roots eventually. And that's not that common. There's been three on my block here near Love Field, built in the 50s, but that will break. Additionally, I've owned about 32 condos in Oak Lawn, and if you have a multi-story building built on soils that move, it can actually break the supply lines to the water at the joints. It'll actually pull them apart. So just to mention, I know you can't shut the water off to the whole condominium easily, but it has to be done. So call your office and ask the local folks to shut it off.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
And you bet. See you, Jeff.
Bye. Let's see. We also got a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter from Bob, who says, turn the water off at the street. And I think that's, we got consensus there pretty much. And if you have an electric water heater, turn off the breaker to the electric water heater, because I guess there's a chance that it could drain and then your the heating element is going to be on without any water in there. So that is a recommendation. Amy tweeted me and says, I highly recommend Guardian Mortgage in Arlington. So we'll get a couple of those. And again, I retweet the stuff that I read from Twitter, questions and answers, and even stuff that I'm not able to get to, because a lot more comes in usually than we're able to read on the air. Let's go back to the phones and talk next at 800-933-5372 to Robert in Carrollton. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi. I'd like to know where I can purchase wicker material to redo the backs of my dining room chairs.
So is it woven material that you're looking for, or do you want just the individual strands and you're going to kind of weave it together yourself?
No. It comes in sheets.
In sheets, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see, Robert.
Or by the roll.
Sure.
Could be by the roll.
Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you, and we're almost out of time today. So, if we don't get one today, maybe somebody will let us know and tune in next week, and maybe we'll have an answer for you.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Time for a few more calls. Of course, we can work in a few more emails to anything at kera.org. This is from Forrest, who says, I picked up a card game called Android Netrunner, and I've really been enjoying it. Does anybody know of any Android Netrunner meetups near UTA or Eastern Fort Worth? He says, I know they're generally going to be at comic book stores or pubs. Hopefully somebody can help me out. If you know of an Android Netrunner meetup for Forrest, call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Gail says, for your listener with the hair dye in carpet, hydrogen peroxide will take it out. If it takes the tan color out, strong tea could be used to put the color back into the carpet. So a solution and another solution possibly. Let's see. We got a question from Jay and McKinney. What can you suggest for effective mosquito and fly repellent in the backyard? Again, we're running out of time, but maybe we'll get an answer for you for next week. Larry wants to know where to buy small amounts, 5 pounds or so, of dry ice in or near Irving. Where do you get dry ice? And let's see. We got one more answer on the hair dye and the carpet. This is from Christina, who says, call Cobb Carpet Supply, COBB, and ask for the lead chemist, Larry Cobb. They have two different chemicals that can take out black dye. Cobb Carpet Supply, ask for Larry Cobb, and they have two different chemicals that will take it out. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to Chad calling from Dallas. Hello, Chad.
Howdy.
Hey there.
I've got a couple answers for you. I got another one while I was listening.
Okay.
Young couple that is looking for a place to meet people.
Yeah.
You can meet Dallas, which is actually very close to Addison. You can look them up online.
Mm-hmm.
They have weekly dance classes all week. They're very affordable. It's like $10, $15 a person. And wonderful group of people. And I will tell you, as a 30-year dance teacher, my profession, it is one of the most wonderful things that a couple can learn to do together. It is tremendous for the relationship. It's absolutely awesome.
Great.
And for the person that was looking for repellents on pests, like bugs in the backyard, mm-hmm. I know there are several different plants that you can grow that bugs do not like the smell of, like basil and thyme and rosemary, and that usually gets rid of a lot of the mosquitoes and stuff like that naturally.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Let's see if we have time at least for one more call. Let's talk to Randy in Dallas. Hey, Randy.
Hey, Jeff. I also have a response for the woman that was looking for how to meet people or friends in Dallas. I would recommend an app called Meetup. There are literally hundreds of maybe thousands of groups in the DFW area that are available, so you can search for things you are interested in and hook up with people that way.
Great. Hey, Randy, thanks so much for calling.
Sure.
All right. And one. Let's go and get one more from Ruth in Fort Worth. Hey, Ruth.
Hi. My name is Ruth. I have an answer to the couple that just moved to town.
Yeah.
And I'm asking them to go to Bethel, Fort Worth, B-E-T-E-L, Fort Worth. They can meet anybody they want to meet. They can have so much fun. It's church. It's the best place they can meet new friends.
Very good. Ruth, thanks very much for calling.
You're welcome.
And we got one more question to close out the day here at anything@kera.org from Michael, who says, I live in Garland, and we had a large cat on our back fence scouting the woods behind our house. He says, this was not a house cat. It had light-colored fur, at least 3 feet long. What kinds of wild cats are there in the DFW area? Well, sounds like a bobcat to me. So count yourself lucky. Because they're out there, right? We share the city. We share the city with our wild friends. And some of them have four legs. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Had help on the phones today from our new associate producer, Samantha Guzman, and Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can download absolutely free at kera.org/anything. You can subscribe. There's a link there. Or listen to the last 10 episodes, absolutely free. Did I say absolutely free? I think I did. And, of course, email us your questions, comments, suggestions, hopes, and dreams, anything@kera.org, or hit me up on Twitter. I'm @Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, for writing and calling in. Have a great weekend.